Welcome to Lexio Divina. I'm Anita Lustria, and may this spiritual practice give you bread for your journey and help quench your parched soul. Today's reading is from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 23, and I'm going to read today in the NIV. And as usual, we'll hear the scripture passage a few times with a different instruction given before each time it's read. And so, as I read the passage, you might want to have pen and paper handy. So if you want to get that now, or colorful markers, or whatever it is that you like to do. Some people like to doodle while they listen. So get whatever it is that you need. You might be jogging. You might be doing the dishes, and all you're doing is listening. You're taking it in. It's great. So let's take a little time, just a brief amount of time, to get ourselves comfortable. But before we move into that space, let me pray the prayer that I use each week. Holy Spirit, guide our hearing. Wake our ears to words you speak. Amen. And so let's just offload whatever is on our minds that's taking up extra space so that we can focus and concentrate on the scripture passage and get into a comfortable position, maybe even take a couple of deep breaths in and out. In and out, that feels really good. Well, the first time that you hear me read the passage, be listening for a word or a phrase. A word or a phrase that catches your attention, that leaps out at you, that just kind of maybe even chooses you as you hear it go past your ears. So the first time, be listening for a word or a phrase. Again, the passage is John 20, verses 19 through 23. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." What word or phrase jumped out at you? What was it that just kind of grabbed your attention as you heard it that first time I read the passage? You might want to jot it down or remember it and go back to it later today even and reflect a bit more. So let's move to our second reading. And this time you hear the passage, let an image come to mind. It might be a literal image, could be figurative. All kinds of images can help with processing the passage and hearing what God has to say. So let's settle in for another reading and allow an image to come to mind. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." What image surfaced for you as you heard the passage that time? Did it surprise you? Was it something concrete or sort of curious? And how might it help you make sense of today's passage? Well, now we'll enter into our third reading, and this will be our final time hearing the passage. And the last time is always about an invitation. And so this time, be listening for an invitation from God. What is God inviting you to today through this passage? On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." What invitation does God have for you today? Is it anything that connects with your word or phrase or the image that came to mind? Make note of this invitation and pay attention and see how it might present itself during the course of the next day or two. And if you feel like it, you could share it with me. My email address is producer@anitalustria.com. And now receive this benediction as you go today. Go in peace, and may God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit fill you with a flame of love for all the world. Amen.